So as we continue with Exodus from the first reading, we see the introduction of Moses, the one chosen to set the people free. So these next few days, next couple of weeks, we'll get to hear his story. But in the beginning of the story today, we see that his life wasn't perfect. From the very beginnings, having to cheat death, we can say, and then as an adult, murder and deception, and then running away from the responsibility. And so when we look at these Old Testament characters, we can see in their imperfections, God still chose them and used them to do great things. So as we reflect upon our own lives and the failures that we are aware of in our own hearts and our own choices, we should never give up or lose hope, because these Old Testament figures give us hope that in spite of our failures, God can use us. And in these, continuing from yesterday's gospel, where we had those hard words about division in the family and taking up our cross, the high cost of discipleship, and today Jesus continues with these woes as he points out to these people who had seen such great work in their midst. But yet, what did he say? They did not repent. And so oftentimes, maybe we are uncertain about the purpose of the church's proclamation of the gospel and the working of miracles in our midst. It's to bring us to repentance, not to help us live our best life or become the best version of ourselves, but to truly repent, to be aware of those areas of our heart that have not yet been converted to Jesus Christ and his church, and to turn our life to faithfully follow him. The cities that he mentioned from the Old Testament were infamous for their sin, their debauchery, their unnatural, immoral sexual acts. He says it's going to be better for those cities than for those who saw Jesus in real life do real life miracles and yet did not convert. We've been baptized, many of us have been confirmed, and every time we come to Mass, we see the greatest of miracles. Has our heart been changed?